It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
See, he tried to fool us there. He said, pass in. We have a Jeff Passan report on school
board. The Passan report.
Nope, just a Bleacher report. Good. On the big board entering training camps, trades still available. Wanted to see your guys' thoughts on each of them. So the first one I'm looking at here is Cam Hayward, Pittsburgh Steelers, landing spot, Philly. And the return would be a second round and a fourth round. How does that sound?
I think it's a little heavy on the the give, to be honest with you. But, you know, this is a time they sometimes F the picks, but then they get more picks. Roseman does a great job. I would not make that trade, being an Eagle fan, whether it's an Eagle fan who wears a normal hat or a crooked hat.
Look, he's been a damn good player, but that's a big price to pay. Yeah. I'm out on that.
Anybody willing to add some quarterback depth? We have Taylor Heinicke of the Falcons. Potential landing spots look like the Raiders, the Giants, and that would include a 2025 fifth-round pick.
The Giants, you know what? This is what I mean. They just blew $4 million on Drew Locke. What are we, collecting stiffs?
How much would Taylor Heinicke cost?
That would be a 25 fifth-round pick.
And what would his salary probably be?
It better be Atlanta picking up the whole check for that ridiculous contract they signed him to.
That's kind of where I was thinking.
Because I am not.
Don't look at me.
I'm not huge on the whole Hendon Hooker thing.
None of us are. He never should have been here.
So, I think.
No.
Depending on what the price is.
All right.
They're going to need a better backup quarterback than Nate Sudfeld or Hendon Hooker.
If Atlanta picks up the check, I'll listen.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Next one, Hassan Reddick, edge, New York Jets. The Lions are on this list as well as the Niners, and that would be available for a 25 third round
pick. Okay, timeout. They just signed Hassan Reddick.
Right.
Now you're going to turn around and trade him before he ever plays a game for you?
Well, that would be the Jets.
Look,
I was going to say, we're talking about the Jets.
And admit it, well, they're going to get Davante Adams, apparently. My answer is no. Hassan Reddick is a guy that is very volatile. His highs are high, his lows are low. I prefer Matthew Judon.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Very consistent.
We talked about that. Hassan Reddick, as good as he was with the Eagles at times, you know, he's a one-trick pony, if you ask me.
This is a list of 10. We're on to number 7 here, which is going in reverse order, so that's okay. The third one. We got Jack Conklin, tackle for the Browns. Landing spots include the Raiders and the Niners. The Raiders and Niners are going to make an appearance a lot on this list.
Yeah. Look, if I'm the Niners, I absolutely look at it. Trent Williams is aging. The rest of that line is underwhelming. I think the ability to replace Mike McGlinchey, and again, McGlinchey wasn't a star,
No. But
they lost him. You know, having bookend tackles with the way they run their offense, I'd be into it. The problem is Jack Conklin has struggled to stay healthy.
I know. I think he fit. Well, the Raiders could use help everywhere. So
right. I just chose the Niners based on the Super Bowl all in.
Mm-hmm.
I would pay what it takes to get him.
Number 6, we got Jackson Carmen, O-lineman for the Cincinnati Bengals. Landing spots include the Panthers and the Titans for a 26th, 7th round pick.
Let me ask you a question. If you were an NFL football player and you got traded to Carolina, would you just retire? Would you just quit? I mean, when you look at that roster and you look at that franchise, talk about a career ender.
I know.
Oof.
7th round pick, who cares?
Yeah, next. Not worth our time.
Now we're getting into the...
Not worth the Godfather's time. How could you waste Mike Stone's time?
Not with that crooked hat. At number 5. We get more sexy names involved. T. Higgins of the Bengals. Teams include the Jaguars and the Patriots for a 25 second round pick.
Patriots, it doesn't make any sense because they're not ready to win. They're not even close. The Jaguars, I could understand it. Look, there are so many teams in this league, my team included, who are desperate to find a true number one. T. Higgins, I don't understand the situation in Cincinnati. I don't get how they haven't come to a contract. I don't understand how they haven't traded him. Truly bizarre.
I like the fact that T. Higgins is right where he is. Could we get him and Chase together?
I know.
That's what football's about.
But, Mike, you got to pay him.
I know.
Can't have a disgruntled T. Higgins. That doesn't help anybody.
True.
And now we pick the bones of your team, Mike. We got Darius Slayton.
You can have him.
Going to the Steelers or the Titans for a fifth-round pick in 25.
I give you a sub sandwich. You can have him. Darius Slayton makes one spectacular catch a year. We don't have a quarterback to throw it to him. Our team blows. Do whatever you like. We're terrible. We're an abomination. What do you want from me?
I understand that, but they'll be better than you think this year.
Oh, really? What? They'll have the number two pick instead of the number one pick?
Yes, exactly.
We're terrible, Michael. We're terrible.
Number three here, James Bradbury of the Philly Eagles to the Cardinals or the Raiders for a 25 sixth round pick.
If I'm the Eagles, yes, do it. He was bad last year.
He said it all. It's a guy who's on the decline. You're going from a winning team to losing teams. If you're the Eagles and you can get any value for him, get him out of there.
Now, number two on this list, and we talked about him, Matthew Judon, Patriots. Teams do include the Lions on this list, which is encouraging.
Yeah.
Also, the Baltimore Ravens. It looks like he'd be available per this list for a 25 third-round pick, which...
Lions don't have. You'd have to go fourth and a sixth or additional comp. Look, 21 sacks his last 21 games. He only played four games last year. He was effective. He got hurt. Year prior, 17 sacks. I understand you brought in Davenport, a guy that can play inside or out. I know that James Houston is back. I would add another pass rusher. If I could get him for a four and a six, you're going to need to extend him on a Cam Hayward-type extension. To a 28, something like that, I would do it. Yes.
What are the other teams involved?
Ravens.
Baltimore Ravens.
To go back there?
A homecoming.
Yeah. Well, it's a homecoming here. He's got his jersey retired at the Swamp. West Bloomfield High School football field, baby.
Oh, well, that settles it.
Yes.
Thank God we got him. Lock him up. And the news of the day, or the news of the week, rather, Brandon Ayuk officially requesting a trade. So that puts him at the very center, number one on this list for this market. The potential landing spots include the New England Patriots, the Pittsburgh Steelers. The trade value is quite substantial. 2025 first, a 2025 second, and a 2026 fourth.
I'm never giving that up.
First of all, the Steelers, there's no way in hell they would give up that much for him.
I'm not doing it. I wouldn't give up a one and a two and compensation for Higgins. I'm not doing it for Ayuk. I'm just not. And again, the Niners are all in. It really doesn't make a lot of sense. They don't have to honor this request.
No.
T, Brandon, here's the deal. You want to be penniless this year? Don't show up.
Yeah.
The tag's there. We're happy to pay you to damn near $20 million.
What this did was definitely include him in the Diva Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's very hard for me to be on his side with this. You play for a winning team. I know you want a new contract. What do you want to do? You want to go to Washington and win five games so you can play with your former college teammate, Jaden Daniels? Is that what you want to do? What are we, in high school?
And how many successful teams are going to want a diva wide receiver? Teams that want to have Super Bowl aspirations. That's why I say avoid, avoid, avoid if you're a team like the Lions.
Right, and it's a copycat league, and what the league is showing, watching the Detroit Lions, they don't have divas, we don't believe. So,
but divas being phased out a little bit in successful league and team building? Because the Lions don't have a single one, and they were almost in the Super Bowl.
Right, the closest thing you might think the Lions have as diva is maybe J-Mo.
Maybe, but every report coming out is saying he's putting in the work, he's putting his nose down and grinding. Yeah. With a guy like that, you know, that's the opposite of the diva mantra.
Mm-hmm.
And that is In Football Today.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.